I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This is a pivotal moment for Mexico. Substantial opportunities beckon, but challenges stand in the way. In a moment, we're going to hear about a long-term economic concern for our neighbor to the south. That's the depletion of its most important asset, oil. But first, a more immediate problem faces Mexico. That is crime. Crime has reached the crisis stage in Ciudad Juarez. That's just south of El Paso, Texas. At least 1,000 people have been killed there just this year in drug gang battles. Dudley Althaus has been reporting on the violence near the border for the Houston Chronicle. He called this year's crime level unprecedented.
Well, you've gotten to the point. This is the worst violence Mexico has ever seen in its long history with drug trade. It's gotten to the point where these guys have gunmen, maybe 20, 30 strong, that attack towns, attack villages in force, almost like an old Western movie. And in cities like Juarez, they're battling each other in the streets. You have executions every day in the streets, sometimes right in front of people who are driving by. Sometimes innocent people are getting killed. And you've never seen these kind of numbers where they'll go in and kill 10, 12, 13 people at a time in one location, maybe gunning for just two of those people, and the rest of them are innocents or just collateral damage.
Dudley, how is all this violence in Juarez affecting, say, the regular worker there, the factory worker? I mean, are people able to go on with their lives as usual, or do they feel as though they're being held hostage by this violence?
Well, it's a little bit of both, I think. I think people are a little bit inured to it. They are able to go on with their lives. People go to work every day. The streets and the highways are crowded. They're full of people. But I think increasingly you see where innocent people are being killed, and the level of violence has reached so high now that everybody sort of feels threatened.
Do people across the border in El Paso, Texas, have reason to fear what's happening there? And are they affected by this competition for the drug route into the United States? I know you wrote a piece for the Houston Chronicle about the fact that this violence rarely does spill over the border into the United States.
Well, you know, that's the thing. And this gets all tied up with the whole issue about immigration and building a border wall and keeping the violence out of the United States. In fact, the violence hasn't crossed the border, not in any appreciable amount. This year, for instance, Juarez has had 1,000 murders, as you say, more or less. And El Paso, Texas, as of a week or so ago, had 13 murders. It's a matter of impunity, really. To murder someone in Juarez, your chances of getting caught or successfully prosecuted for that murder are minimal at best.
Since the violence has not jumped the border into the United States, could this, what's happening in Ciudad Juarez, be considered a security threat to the U.S. or not?
Well, I think it can, and I think it's more of a big-picture security threat. If you have a nation that's one of our largest trading partners that shares a 2,000-mile border with us, to have them undergoing this level of violence, which, again, is probably the highest level of violence since the aftermath of the Mexican Revolution in 1917, since the 1920s. The government has lost control of some of its territory, at least part-time, and not fully. But you have criminal organizations, again, running in groups of 30 or 40, attacking towns with total impunity, and then they go away. This is a serious problem for Mexico. This is a definite watershed moment in Mexican history, and the U.S. should be concerned on a general level.
Dudley Althaus is the Mexico City Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. He's been reporting out of Mexico for 20 years now. Thanks a lot, Dudley.
Thanks. My pleasure.